Welcome. This is Kathleen Pearl. It is October 9th, Sunday, 2016, the day after Shabbat, during the High Holy Days of Awe from Jerusalem, Israel. I'm going to take parts of the Parsha reading from Shabbat yesterday from Vayelech. And he went out, only I'm going to call it, he went out with a song. I'll just go ahead and read it and make a commentary as it was given to me on parts of it. We'll start with Deuteronomy, the actual reading from the Torah, Deuteronomy 31. But we'll go through 32 because 32 and 30, it just goes together. That's the way it is. Deuteronomy 31, and Moses went and spoke these words unto all of Israel. And he said unto them, I am 120 years old this day. I can no more go out and come in. Also the Lord has said to me, you shall not go over this Jordan. But guess what? We get to go over the Jordan. And we are going over the Jordan. The Lord your God, he will go over before you, and he will destroy these nations from before you, and you shall possess them. And Joshua, he shall go before you, as the Lord has said. And the Lord shall do unto them as he did to Sihon and to Og. These were giants in the north, kings of the Amorites, and unto the land whom he destroyed. And the Lord shall give them up before your face, that you may do unto them according to all the commandments which I have commanded you. Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord your God, it is he that goes with you. He will not fail you, nor forsake you. These are the commands to Israel and Joshua, and do them. Do all the commandments that the Lord has given them. And Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him, in the sight of all Israel, be strong. And of a good courage. Itzak, right? Be strong in the Lord. For you must go with the people into the land which the Lord has sworn unto their fathers to give them. And you shall cause them to inherit it. And the Lord, he it is that goes before you. He will be with you. He will not fail you, neither forsake you. Fear not, neither be dismayed. And Moses wrote this law, and he delivered it. And to the priests, the sons of Levi, which bear the Ark of the Covenant before the Lord. And unto all the elders, and Moses commanded them, saying, at the end of every 7 years, in the solemnity of the year of release, that's the Shabbat, the seventh year, in the Feast of Tabernacles, when all of Israel's come to appear before the Lord your God in the place which he shall choose, you shall read this law before all of Israel in their hearing. Gather the people together, men and women and children, and your stranger that is within your gates, that they may hear, and that they may learn and fear the Lord your God, and observe to do all the words of this law, and that their children which have not known anything may hear and learn to fear the Lord your God, as long as you live in the land whither you go over the Jordan to possess it. All right, the law was holy. It was given on Sinai by angels. So what Romans says, that's what Paul says. The law is holy. And yes, spirit, grace and truth came through Yeshua, but the law is still holy. And we're called above, a cut above that. We can't even think of breaking the laws in our hearts. Okay? And the Holy Spirit will allow that to happen because he's written the laws with the finger of his Spirit in our hearts that enabled us to keep them, be strong. And the Lord said to Moses, behold, your days approach that you must die. Call Joshua and present yourselves in the tabernacle of the congregation that I may give him a charge. And Moses and Joshua went and presented themselves in the tabernacle of the congregation. And the Lord appeared in the tabernacle in a pillar of a cloud, and the pillar of the cloud stood over the door of the tabernacle. So God called Moses and said, I'm going to have a little chat with you. We have an appointment. We have an appointment with divinity. And the Lord said to Moses, behold, you shall sleep with your fathers, and this people will rise up and go whoring after the gods of the strangers of the land, whether they go to be among them. Is there anything new? And will forsake me and break my covenant, which I have made with them. Then my anger shall be kindled against them in that day, and I will forsake them, and I will hide my face from them, and they shall be devoured, and many evils and troubles shall befall them, so that they will say in that day, are not these evils come upon us because our God is not among us? And I will surely hide my face in that day for all the evils which they shall wrought, and that they turn to other gods. Now, therefore, write you this song for you and teach it to the children of Israel. Put it in their mouths, that this song may be a witness for me against the children of Israel. For when I shall brought them into the land which I swear unto their fathers, that flows with milk and honey, and they shall have eaten and filled themselves and waxen fat, then they will turn to other gods and serve them and provoke me and break my covenant. It shall come to pass when any evils and troubles are befallen them, that this song shall testify against them as a witness. For it shall not be forgotten out of their mouths of their seed, for I know their imagination which they go about, even now before I have brought them into the land which I swore. And so here we sit, overlooking, overview of Mount Zion. And there's the YMCA, which is the Masonic local temple here, hangout. And then the King David Hotel, which is a political exploits establishment by the hand of natural man. And then we have Mount Zion, in which we have the University of the Holy Land. Oh, we can get there. Or the Greek Orthodox Church, which is under the Roman Catholic, has two towers there. And the Roman Catholic, those are foreign pagan gods. And there's the king, the tomb of King David, and that synagogue. And the scripture says there's not the tombs of your kings are not going to be on my holy mountain anymore, because he's not the God of the dead, he's the God of the living. And then down from that, there's along with some various sundry other churches, St. Peter's or St. Paul's, and then there's the Islam, the Allah, the God of Allah, who never tells the truth. Ha. That's their tenet of Islam. And you can just jump right across the Jehoshaphat Valley to the Mount of Olives, and there we go. We have the Roman Catholic Church, the Pater Noster, the Hotel of Seven Arches again. Gotta go. Gonna go. For I know their imagination, which they go about even now before I brought them into the land which I swore. And Moses wrote the song the same day and taught the children of Israel. Ha! And gave Joshua the son of Nun a charge and said, be strong and of good courage, for you shall bring the children of Israel into the land which I swore unto them, and I will be with you. And it came to pass when Moses had made an end of writing the words of this law in a book until they were finished, that Moses commanded the Levites, which bear the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, saying, take this book of the law and put it in the side of the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God, that it may be there for a witness against you. For I know your rebellion and your stiff neck. Behold, while I'm yet alive with you this day, you have been rebellious against the Lord, and how much more after my death? Gather unto me all the elders of your tribes and your officers, that I may speak these words in their ears, and call heaven and earth to record against them. And right now, the books are being written, and it's being laid out, and heaven and earth is recording what's going on. For I know that after my death you will utterly corrupt yourselves and turn aside from the way which I have commanded you, and evil will befall you in the latter days. Here we are. Here we are. There are all kinds of idolatrous camps here, and there's corruption all around. And these are the latter days, because you did evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger through the works of your hands. And Moses spake into the ears of all the congregation of Israel the words of this song until they were ended. And I'm going to read you the song. It's Deuteronomy 32. The good news is that Bibi Netanyahu has required that the scriptures be studied in all the public schools here. Israel is a secular state, and it was founded by secular organizations, and we know that God uses the evil, he uses the enemy to deal with his people and his purposes. And I'll show you in the Song of Moses. Well, let me just pause here and bring to your attention that it's quite likely and probable that this Jubilee that we're entering into now, where the law is supposed to be read at the Feast of Tabernacles, it's the 70th Jubilee since Joshua went in over the Jordan to the Promised Land. So these are the instructions from Moses about entering in to the Jubilee. This is extremely significant in light of the fact that the book of Revelation talks about the revelation of Yeshua the Mashiach, who is revealed in all the law, that those who overcame the beast are those who had the song of Moses and the song of the Lamb. And this is the song of Moses for the latter days. And what is happening as we enter into the Messianic age, the age of the kingdom. Rosh Hashanah blasted the return of the king, and these are those that overcome. It's from Revelation 15, and it says there was a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast and over his image and over his mark and over the number of his name stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God, verse 3, and they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty, just and true art thy ways. Thou King of saints, who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou alone art holy, for all the nations shall come and bow and worship before thee. For thy judgments are made manifest. That's the song of the Lamb, the unveiling of Yeshua, the Lamb slaughtered from the foundations of the earth. It's the Lamb that Moses talked about. It's the sacrificial Lamb. It's the only begotten Son of God, the only Lamb whose blood purges our conscience from sins and makes us worthy. He is worthy, worthy, worthy. All right, let's look at Deuteronomy 32. The actual song of Moses, Moses' song of joy, because he saw, what did he see? He saw the Lamb. He saw the Lord. Everything he did, he saw. He saw. He was the witness to Yeshua on the Mount of Transfiguration. Excuse me, Transfiguration. There's Moses and Elijah. Moses saw Jesus. He entered into the promises. He saw Yeshua. Elijah prophesied a word and the Spirit. Deuteronomy 32. Give ear, O heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth. I don't know what this song sounds like, but I hear there are sounds in the heavenly realm that we can't even touch with earthly understanding. You have to be in the Spirit and by the Spirit hear this. Give ear, O earth, the words of my mouth. My doctrine, my teaching shall drop as rain. My speech shall distill as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender herb, and as the showers upon the grass, because I will publish the name of the Lord. Ascribe you greatness unto our God. He is the rock. His work is perfect. For all his ways are judgment, a God of truth and without iniquity. Just and right is he. They have corrupted themselves. Their spot is not the spot of his children. They are a perverse and crooked generation. Do you thus requite the Lord, O foolish people and unwise? Is not he your father that's brought you? Has he not made you and established you? Remember the days of old. Consider years of many generations. Ask your father and he will show you, your elders and they will tell you. When the Most High divided to the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. For the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. He found him in a desert land and in the waste howling wilderness. He led them about. He instructed them. He kept him as the apple of his eye. As an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, and spreads abroad her wings, and takes them beneath them on her wings. So the Lord alone did lead him, and there were no strange gods with him. There were no strange gods with him. He made him ride on the high places of the earth, that he might eat the increase of the fields, and he made him to suck honey out of the rock and oil out of the flinty rock, butter of kine and milk of sheep with fat of lambs and rams of the breed of Bashan and goats with the fat of kidneys of wheat, and thou didst drink the pure blood of the grape. But Jeshurun waxed fat and kicked. Now you were waxed fat and you were grown thick and you were covered with fatness. And then he forsook God which made him and lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation. They provoked him to jealousy with strange gods. With abominations provoked they him to anger. They sacrificed to devils, not to God, to gods whom they knew not, to new gods that came newly up, whom your fathers feared not. Of the rock that begot you, you are unmindful, and you have forgotten God that formed you. And when the Lord saw it, he abhorred them, because the provoking of his sons and of his daughters. They said, I will hide my face from them, and I will see what their end shall be, for they are very forward generation, children in whom there is no faith. They have secular Israel. And they have moved me to jealousy with that which is not God, and they have provoked me to anger with their vanities. And I will move them to jealousy with those which are not a people. I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation. For fire is kindled in my anger and shall burn into the lowest hell, and shall consume the earth with her increase and set on fire the foundations of the mountains. I will heap mischiefs upon them, and I will spend my arrows upon them. They shall be burnt with hunger and devoured with burning heat and with bitter destruction. I will also send the teeth of beasts upon them with the poison of serpents of the dust. The sword without and terror within shall destroy both the young man and the virgin, the suckling also with the man of gray hairs. I said I would scatter them into corners. I would make the remembrance of them to cease from among men. Were it not that I fear the wrath of the enemy, lest their adversaries should behave themselves strangely, unless they should say, our hand is high and the Lord has not done all this. For they are a nation void of counsel, neither is there any understanding in them. Oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would consider their latter end. How should one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight, except their rock had sold them and the Lord had shut them up? For their rock is not as our rock, even our enemies themselves being judges. For their vine is of the vine of Sodom and of the fields of Gomorrah. Their grapes are grapes of gall and their clusters are bitter. Their wine is the poison of dragons and the cruel venom of asp. Is not this laid up in store with me and sealed up among my treasures? To me belongs vengeance and recompense. Their foot shall slide in due time, for the day of their calamity is at hand, and the things that shall come upon them make haste. For the Lord shall judge his people and repent himself for his servants when he sees their power is gone, and there is none shut up or left. And he said, he shall say, where are their gods? Their rocks in whom they trusted, the dome of the rock, the Celtic rock, the Masonic rock, At least rock and roll, the secular rock, which did eat the fat of their sacrifices and drank the wine of their drink offerings. Let them rise up and help you and be your protection. See, now that I, even I, am he, and there is no God with me. I kill and I make alive, and I wound and I heal. Neither to is there any that can deliver out of my hand. For I will lift up my hand to heaven and say, I live forever. If I whet my glittering sword and my hand take hold on judgment, I will render vengeance to mine enemies and will reward them that hate me. And I will make mine arrows drunk with blood, and my sword shall devour flesh, and that with the blood of the slain and of the captives, from the beginning of revenges upon the enemy. Rejoice, O you nations, with his people, for he will avenge the blood of his servants, and will render vengeance to his adversaries, and will be merciful unto his land and to his people. And Moses came and spake all the words of this song in the ears of the people, he and Hoshea, the son of Nun. And Moses made an end of speaking all these words to all of Israel. And he said to them, set your hearts unto all the words which I testify among you this day, which you shall command your children to observe, to do all the words of this law. For it is not a vain thing for you, because it is your life. And through this thing you shall prolong your days in the land, whether you go over Jordan to possess it. And the Lord spoke unto Moses that selfsame day, saying, get thee up into the mountain Abiram, unto the mount Nebo, which is in the land of Moab, that is over against Jericho. And behold, the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel for possession. And in the mount whither you go up and be gathered to your people, as Aaron thy brother died in Mount Hor, was gathered unto his people. Because you trespassed against me among the children of Israel at the waters of Meribah Kadesh, in the wilderness of Zin, because you sanctified me not in the midst of the children of Israel. Yet you shall see the land before you, but you shall not go thither into the land which I give the children of Israel. But he was appeared with Yeshua later on the Mount of Transfiguration. Moses and Elijah.